Contact with 5G electromagnetic radiation is typically not ionizing directly. However, there are other forms of radiation that are ionizing, including mammography. So when women, go in to get their breast checked for possible breast cancer, they are in fact absorbing ionizing radiation. However, to the caller's point, 5G does cause many other problems that could lead to, for example, immune system weakness and create more vulnerability to secondary infections such as coronavirus infections. And one thing that 5G does is it causes what's called ion channel gating, or ion-gated calcium channels is one of the terms. It causes a change in the permeability of the cells of your body due to the exposure to the electromagnetic field, which causes calcium ions, excuse me, that are circulating in your blood to be pushed into your cells to the point of toxicity. Calcium can be a toxin if there's too much of it in your cells. So 5G does cause that. 5G is known to cause neuropsychiatric effects as well as personality changes in individuals, and that could contribute to the chaos of a society that's already in panic mode due to, let's say, theoretically, an out-of-control pandemic. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it's definitely something to consider. And yeah, it's a weapon system that if it was, everywhere over a country and they wanted to use it in order to prevent panic, prevent people from running around and keep them inside, that'd be the type of thing they could do.